The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I will be with you for the next hour. And just for the next few minutes, we have Mr. Al Foreman. Good morning, Al.
Well, good morning, Janet. How nice to hear your voice on this beautiful, bright, sunny, very pleasant morning here in the city of Margate. And I believe that you are up at Greenlands right now.
I am. Greenlands, 2000 North Federal Highway in Delray Beach. And I will be here after the radio show. I will be meeting with people, working on their personal health issues. And that is from 11 to 2.
Well, I want to give a shout out and a very hearty thank you for all the veterans that have served our country for so many years and have kept us safe from the evil that is surrounding us in many different countries. So hats off and a big thank you for the veterans that keep us safe and happy here in the United States of America. And with that said, Janet, I want to let everybody know that I am sitting in your new office. And the showcases with the special professional products, or I should say the empty showcases, were delivered yesterday and installed. And all we're waiting for now is some deliveries of some of the professional products to fill those showcases that you'll be able to talk to the consumers that come in to visit you seeking some advice and some guidance as to how they can improve their health. And right on the desk that I'm sitting at, which is your desk, of course, is some products from the Cardiovascular Science Company, or CV Science Company, which is a producer of cannabinoids, CBD oils, and lotions, and capsules, and balms. And these are great products, and I know that we've had Stuart Tonk on the show at least once, and I know we're going to have them on again real soon, talking about the benefits of CBD and between CBD and marijuana and how they interact or could interact based upon whether or not you're taking them. However, the CBD is a non-marijuana constituent of the hemp plant. And it enables people to use it in a safe, easy, and very effective manner. So I know we'll be speaking about that in the months to come. The other product I'm looking at is from a company called Lane Labs. You remember Bill Lane?
I certainly do.
He was
Sharks
the man
don't
that came
get
out
cancer.
With, shark cartilage. And his whole theme,
Bill Lane wrote a book, Sharks Don't Get Cancer. And the premise of the book is because the sharks did not have any calcified skeletal tissue, their entire bodies were held together with cartilage, and cartilage does not promote angiogenesis. So very important information. So what's new from Lane Labs?
Well, I'm looking at a product called Noxalane 4. And then there's Noxalane 4, which is a double strength. And I know over the course of the next several weeks, we're going to have him on as a guest speaker talking about some of the benefits of why people should be using these particular products. And one of the all-time favorite products of mine, the people that are to skin lesions because of the sun, they spend too much time in the sun, or if they have the type of body that doesn't permit them to heal properly by being in the sun, there's a product that's called anti-aging sunspot gel. And that's been on the market quite some time and very, very effective. And it helps people deal with these different lesions that come up on their bodies. So those are only a couple of the lines. I know we have biotics that will be coming in, Metagenics will be coming in, and several other professional lines that will be available only in your office, Janet. These will not be on the shelves for people to help themselves. They'll have to come in and speak to you and see you to see if they qualify for some of these particular products. And as a reminder, the store, Save-A-Lot, will be open on Monday, December 5th. It's a what we call a soft opening. We are gearing up with, I can't tell you how many thousands of products we have here in the store right now, but it's shaping up really, really nice. And I think the people, when they come in here on December 5th, will be totally surprised and taken back how easy it is to navigate the aisles here looking for specific products that you may be using. And the store is located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, which is only a half a mile south of Sample Road. And I know over the course of the next couple of weeks, Janet, you have some very, very important people coming up on the radio that will be our guest speaking about some of the different products that we will be selling here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. And with that said, we're going to be listening very intently to you from the Greenland store up in Delray. And as a reminder, you are there until 2 o'clock today helping people up in that area. So with that said, Janet, I want to wish you a great weekend, a happy weekend, and again, a very big salute and thank you for all the veterans that have made the United States a safe place to be.
Okay, thank you so much for the update, and very important for all of us to remember on this Veterans Day to keep our armed forces members in our prayers, and certainly to be giving thanks for the safety provided through the very risky work that they're doing for us. So, Al, you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for the update. And I am so excited, looking forward to coming into the store and seeing those new shelves for the professional label products that will be available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Janet. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so very wonderful information. And just in case any of our listeners were not aware that we are going to be providing some professional label products to our customers at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, because you will be afforded the privacy of a personal one-on-one consultation available in my office that is within the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, as well as all of the information that I can give you with regard to appropriate tests that you can have done at Advanced Medical Testing Center, bringing the results back to me at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and reviewing them and making sure that your personal supplement and dietary program is focused precisely on the areas which are in need of specific support. So much exciting news to be sharing with you. So much exciting information about what's going on at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And in addition to giving thanks to our veterans, I certainly am very excited to be supportive of the staff that is assembled at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. They are working so hard to bring to you the quality array of supplements and organic foods, organic hair and skin care products, overall health care products that are free of the components that may very well be associated with certain types of damage. And so that team is bringing you just the most incredible array of complete inventory, and you will have such an easy time finding the products that you are accustomed to using at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, because all of the Life Extension will be together. All of the New Chapter products will be together. All of the Solaray products will be together. And in the coming weeks, I will be interviewing so many people who are leaders in this industry. So many people who are able to be bringing you the kind of scientific support for the products they bring to the marketplace. Such important, helpful scientific support for the work that they do. And the staff, the team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is so very well educated. They live the life. They walk the walk, that kind of thing. So these are people who have years and years of experience in the natural food health supplement industry, and they will be able to bring to you the kind of information and guidance that you've come to expect from Al Foreman and his team. So so much to look forward to, and of course that happens on December 5th. December 5th is not necessarily the grand opening, but it is the opening of the doors at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, so you will get a very good taste of what's available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, because it will be full. That Monday, December 5th, the store will be full of very exciting treats for our customers. So doors open 9 a.m. December 5th, and of course, Al Foreman and all of his team will be there to welcome you, and it's going to be an exciting day. So much to talk about. I have some really great information. Al talked about the CBD oil products that he was looking at on the desk in my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And the information that when we come back from this break that I'll be giving you, so much ties in to the use of the cannabidiol that is part of the CBD CV Sciences line of products. So very exciting things to talk about, amazing support for your brain health, your physical health, your emotional health, all of that good stuff, and that's to come right after this break. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Stay tuned. More to come.
Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
And welcome back. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be your host here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour for the next 45 minutes or so. And the first area of discussion is an area that I have been made aware of more and more and more over the past years. And now, once again, scientific research is supporting the perspective that your speech, the words you utter, can alter your DNA. And there have been many books over the course of years that people found they were able to overcome a particular illness by the application of positive thinking, laughter. Norman Cousins, I think, was a gentleman who had been diagnosed with cancer and then watched hours and hours and hours of very silly comedy. And the more he laughed, the more he was able to regain his health. So it's been in the news over the past few days about Russian scientists establishing for sure that when you speak, you change the condition of your DNA. Now, you want your DNA to be in the best possible condition, because then when you are replacing an old worn out cell, you are bringing quality genetic information to that replacement process so you can have successful repair. So let's say you have 1,000 poorly operating cells and the DNA is questionable quality, and your body realizes that it is requiring energy and it needs to replace these cells. And in replacing these cells, the DNA is going to be called on to give the information on how to create these cells so that they are part of highly functional, healthy tissue. And so one of the ways, I'm not saying it's the only way, but one of the ways is your speech and possibly singing, because the cells respond to frequency and you want to enhance the frequency that your cells are responding to. So you can repair the genetic information, you can reprogram that genetic information so that your new cells are able to function in a highly supported, healthful way. A lot of this work also moves forward on the work that Bruce Lipton did, and he has a book called Biology of Belief. So important for you to understand that, yes, indeed, supplements do the job. And one of the ways that I take a look at the supplements is I tell people that they have an activity, an energetic activity, just one more way that you can enhance the frequency with which your cells are functioning. So here's some very, very interesting information. Let's say you have an area of your body that's inflamed, and there are cells in that area of your body that aren't functioning very well. And let's say that particular cell is sick. One cell in there is many cells, among many cells, one cell is sick, and that environment that sick cell is existing in is a sick environment. It's inflamed, it's dysfunctional, it is not doing the things that it is meant to do in that tissue. So if you take that cell that is sick and transfer it out of that dysfunctional, sick inflamed environment and move it to a healthy environment, the sick cell recovers. So what kind of an impact does that have on you and your overall health? Make every environment in your body the healthiest environment possible. How do you do that? Organic food. Staying away from chemicals. Staying away from genetically altered. Do you think that those genetically altered foods might possibly have an effect on how your genes are expressed? How your DNA is able to function? Oh my goodness, of course. You're going to create with that background environmental support, moving it to the highest quality, healthiest environment possible, and you do that with your food. Now, of course, your supplements are going to play an important role here as well, because when we're moving from a sick environment and making the transition day by day by day by day into a healthy environment, we need to understand that possibly our digestive system is not the healthiest environment. Would you be able to absorb and utilize all of the healthy nutrients that you're putting into your body if your digestive system just isn't up to the task? Would you be able to create a completely healthy environment if your gut chemistry has been destroyed by the pesticides applied to genetically modified organisms, been destroyed by the antibiotics that hopefully soon will no longer be part of how our livestock is fed, but over the years we have been exposed to those foods containing antibiotic substances. Not only have we been exposed to those antibiotic-laden foods, but we have also been exposed to a variety of antibiotic medications that have been given out possibly with not the greatest, deepest thought about the long-term effect of exposure. We may have been given these antibiotic substances to recover from a virus, a viral sore throat, a norovirus that gives us the symptoms of stuffy nose, headachy, just a bad cold. But those are viruses. Truly, the antibiotics are not the way to overcome a viral illness. So we have lots of reasons to believe that in creating this optimal environment for optimal cellular health needs to be approached gradually with very high quality organic food, high quality water, the ability to transfer the nutrients throughout your body, maintain a healthy bloodstream. All of that does require high quality water. And then, so we have that background chemistry that creates the cellular metabolism, those cells that are able to repair defects, those cells that are able to take in information that is so critical to support the function of the cell. Now, for many, many, many years, there has been information around supporting this perspective that frequency and human speech can alter your DNA. And there is information in an organization called the HeartMath program, and they teach individuals how to support overall good health. But one of the places where they start is they teach individuals how you can control your blood pressure, not with medication, not even with food, but ways to you, for you very reasonable ways for you to control your blood pressure. Then, of course, let's talk about frequency some more. Many miracles in water. I hope all of my listeners are very familiar with that book, because you have the potential literally to create a miracle for your cells with the type of frequency that your water is exposed to. And then, what are the negatives here? The top of the list, top of the list, sugar. It turns off your natural genetic protections. It turns off your ability to essentially to have your cells fight back. So you're creating this low-level frequency, low-energy situation with sugar, with highly processed foods, poor quality oils. We're turning off genetic protections. What does that mean? It leads to premature aging. It leads to early death. Okay. In addition, if you won't do this for yourself, if you won't be supportive of health and well-being by making the health-supporting choices and speaking in a positive way, because that positive speech supports healthy genetic information, keep in mind that your altered DNA is passed on to generations to come. And you say, well, I've already had my children and I'm not part of that picture. Okay, the genetic information goes back several generations. So great-grandchildren, grandchildren may very well be affected by your altered DNA. What alters your DNA? The sugar I mentioned, the processed food I mentioned, the poor quality oils, and stress. So I've been talking a lot about stress the last couple of shows, so I'm going to skip right over that. But keep in mind, watch for your sugar intake. Minimize it. Speak positively. Sing. Laugh. Learn about the many miracles in water, the Heart Math Program, and Biology of Belief. And I need to take a short break right now. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I will be right back after these messages.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info at saveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Keeping in mind that come December 5th, I will be available to meet with you and discuss your health issues and give you some guidance with regard to supplements and diet and general health support for your body. I just want to make mention that when I was speaking with Al earlier, he talked about the CBD oil available from CV Sciences, and the connection with what I just finished discussing, altering DNA, keeping in mind that the cannabidiols associated or made usable through the CBD products from CV Sciences, That cannabidiol plugs into your neuroendocrine system. That neuroendocrine system support, very important in order to maintain that healthy kind of genetic information moving forward that supports overall healthy tissue. Okay, so more information, more science. This was published in the Journal of Cell Metabolism, and it was based on information from St. Louis University School of Medicine. And they've been researching broccoli. And, okay, so George H.W. Bush aside, who hated broccoli and would not eat it, well, here's the information that the research uncovered. There's an enzyme in broccoli, and I'm not going to attempt to pronounce it. It is shortened to NMN. And this enzyme tends to be very supportive of cellular energy. So when your cellular energy is compromised, what happens? You age. There's the loss of cellular energy leading to a reduction in insulin sensitivity. So insulin resistance. What happens when you're dealing with insulin resistance? Your glucose is going to be higher in a blood test. You're going to have a higher A1C number. You're going to be dealing with greater inflammation. There's going to be weight gain. And you're going to have a lack of, an overall, such a lack of energy, and your level of activity is going to be decreasing. So that is like the vicious cycle. That lack of activity makes the insulin resistance more resistant. The weight gain is going to come on, and the energy level is going to decrease even more. And typically, we might look at some of those aspects very much associated with the aging process. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with your chronological age. It can very much be part of the result of your lifestyle, part of your nutrient intake. If you have quality nutrition, if you have poor quality nutrients. And so, what does that lead to? Low NAD. And that is able to be reversed when you add this broccoli enzyme, NMN, to your water. And your bloodstream converts that NAD, converts that broccoli enzyme to NAD, and you're going to enhance overall cellular energy. What does it translate to? It translates to benefit to your insulin sensitivity. It translates to your ability to have your metabolism function in the correct way. And NAD has been around as a supplement for years and years and years, and it's a dramatic supplement. It's a supplement that actually people can feel the results within 20 to 30 minutes of taking in the NAD. So Source Natural has an NAD product. Cal has an NAD product. The patented form is Enada, E-N-A-D-A. So this translates to such an incredible support to cell metabolism, cell function. So you enhance how your liver works. You enhance the ability to maintain bone density. Now that's stunning. You know, so many people think of their bones as kind of static tissue, that there's not not a lot going on. But the truth of the matter is there's breakdown of old bone tissue, and that old bone tissue is replaced with healthy, strong, new, energetic bone tissue. So NAD helps to support that bone density. Is very, very interesting. Does it go directly to your bones? No, indeed. But overall, throughout your entire body, the cellular energizing that's taking place ultimately leads to stronger, denser bones. Your eyes continue to function at a more youthful level. Again, it seems so amazing that a substance that is readily available and is focused specifically on individual cellular energizing can translate specifically to benefit to your vision. But it does over time. And what's the bottom line here in this discussion? It's so phenomenal. You feel better. So the broccoli enzyme, NMN, Nancy, Mike, Nancy, supports liver function, bone function, eye function, immune function, and you can get some of the benefits associated with that NMN by using NAD. Low levels of NAD can be overcome with this broccoli enzyme. But for years and years and years, we had Anada. We had NAD. That is such a tried and true cellular energizer, fabulous anti-aging approach. So when the doors open at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, I will be able to give visitors who come to see me lots of information on exactly how the broccoli enzyme and the supplement NAD work to support overall good health. Now, one of the areas that tends to suffer most with aging is our brain tissue. And when we have poor cellular energy, the brain doesn't work, because the brain, even though it's not necessarily the largest organ in our body, our brain takes more than half. I don't know the precise percentages, but it takes a greater amount of energy than any of the other organs in your body. So what do you need to do? You need to energize. You need to cellularly energize. You need to cellularly energize with frequency, and you need to cellularly regenerate brain tissue with high quality nutrition. And what's the interruption with that high quality nutrition? Sugar. Be careful. So foods that are going to be supportive of your brain health and thought clarity, memory, problem solving, that list of foods might be very interesting, might be very surprising. So top of the list, celery. Who knew? So celery contains a substance, luteolin. And what luteolin is capable of doing, it's reducing memory loss. And by reducing memory loss, you have a greater level of confidence and reliance on how your brain is functioning. Okay, next one, crab. Now, keep in mind, I'm not talking about that fake crab stuff with the kind of red-orange tint over the top. That actually is a fish that has been formed into long streams, that very nice color added to the top of it, and kind of wrapped in plastic. And I'm talking about real crabs, so king crab, queen crab, Maryland crabs. And what do they contain? They contain phenylalanine. the phenylalanine is going to be supportive of dopamine levels. When you have balanced and supported levels of dopamine as well as serotonin, those dopamine levels are going to give you sensations of contentment. Those dopamine levels are going to be soothing and calming. You won't have the vulnerability to certain stressors that you might have without those supported levels of dopamine. So remember, the real quality crab supports phenylalanine levels, which raises dopamine in your brain. And then you have, with balanced production and levels of dopamine functioning in your brain, you minimize the possibility that you might develop Parkinson's. Okay, I'm not saying there's 100% prevention capacity with that, but it is helpful. And there are other, there's an herb called macuna, and macuna also is very supportive of dopamine levels, all naturally, without the side effects associated with the synthetic forms L-DOPA. The next one, garbanzo beans. So many people who are dealing with creating a health-supporting diet, they are using garbanzo beans because of the protein content, because of the fiber content. But you know what else? Magnesium citrate. And what does that mag citrate do for you? It enhances blood flow to the brain. So anything that enhances blood flow to the brain, bringing specific nutrients to the brain, you're going to certainly have a great appreciation for, because your brain works better. And the magnesium citrate, as well as enhancing blood flow to the brain, actually helps your brain cell receptors transmit more efficiently. So it didn't specifically mention maintaining the chemistry of the synapses between our brain cells. It just said that it was, the information, the research just said that brain cell receptors transmit faster. I liked that. The words flow better when your brain cells transmit faster. And I have to slow down for just a moment and take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. More to come on the foods that feed your brain. Stay tuned.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
And welcome back. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am a licensed nutrition counselor, licensed by the state of Florida, have been for over 20 years, and in order to maintain my license, I am required to maintain that license with continuing education credits. So the information that I can bring to you and the professional label supplements that I can offer to you, I am basing all of that nutrition information on the scientific information that's part of my continuing education process. So you can rely on quality science that is able to bring to you the kind of support and understanding. You will have an incredibly high quality grasp on why a particular nutrient is specifically beneficial for your individual health issue. So I can offer that once December 5th hits. We're opening the doors. You can come and see me in my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Okay, continuing the list of foods for your brain health, and as I said, they might be surprising. To me, celery and crab, those two were surprising, but when you break it down and the luteolin in celery is part of minimizing memory loss and the phenylalanine in crab, very helpful for dopamine support. Garbanzo beans, okay, I was very much aware of the benefits associated with using them on a routine basis in your diet. But now we know they have magnesium citrate. Okay, the next one could be kind of surprising to people. And to certain people, you would say, well, no, I would never ever choose that as part of my diet. And what am I talking about? Red meat. Okay, so if you have chosen not to follow an omnivore diet and you are working specifically toward possibly a vegan diet but following a vegetarian lifestyle right now, please be very aware that you must supplement with B12. So B12 is something that typically you would be able to get from red meat, but in a vegetarian approach or vegan approach to your diet, there is no vegetable source substance able to give you B12. Now, there's a little bit of a disagreement with regard to the B12. I always tell people to do a sublingual or some sort of a lozenge that just sits on your tongue or sits between your cheek and gum and dissolves very, very quickly. One of the ones that I focus toward all the time would be Solgar 5000 microgram B12. Okay, so in seconds, literally in seconds, the Solgar 5000 microgram B12 lozenge, and I say lozenge, but it's a tiny little nugget would be a better description. That tiny little nugget comes apart and is being absorbed directly into your bloodstream. But what else do you need to be paying attention to? If you are supplementing with B12, very important that you also add a supplement from the B complex, folate. So folic acid is the synthesized version, and folate is the natural version, and B12 and folate go hand in hand to support cellular function and in particular brain cell function. Okay, so let's go on and say, as a vegan or a vegetarian, I take in whole grains, so I should be very well supported with the B complex vitamins. Yes, indeed, you should, but if you're taking a supplemental form of the B12, I highly recommend a supplemental form of folate. And then we go on again and say, I should have all of the B complex nutrients that I need because of the way that I eat. A very, very carefully balanced approach with whole grains. Yes, indeed, that should be so, you might consider, not necessarily every day, but on occasion, doing a B-complex supplement. And you want to choose a very high-quality B-complex supplement, either Solgar's Megasorb B-complex, all of the particularly easily absorbed forms of the B vitamins, or Country Life Coenzyme B, Co-B from Country Life. And then, in order to make sure, and once again, as vegetarians and vegans, this should have been very well addressed, that you have the correct microbiome. You have the correct chemistry in your gut to utilize these B vitamins to the greatest extent. Okay. Fermented food, very, very important, as well as probiotic. Now, there are vegetarian probiotic, vegan probiotic choices available, so you don't necessarily say, I'm not going to take a probiotic formula because they're all animal-based. Well, you can find the correction to your microbiome with fermented foods and certainly with vegetarian or vegan source of probiotics. Keep in mind that if you go to your county extension office, okay, so every county in Florida has an extension office, and the extension office offers information about foods, and certainly you can get the kind of information you need to make your own fermented foods. So there's lots of information on the internet to make your own fermented foods. The fermented foods are superior at supporting that microbiome and then enhancing the potential for absorbing the B vitamins. Next one is not going to be a surprise. I think everybody listening to this show is very well aware of the importance of curry, turmeric, and specifically the extract of turmeric curcumin. Did you know that it was associated with memory? That very specific statement was actually a surprise to me, and then thinking about it, okay, what's the curcumin doing? It's reducing inflammation. What's a situation that impairs the quality of brain function? Inflammation. The other good news, the curcumin is associated with neurogenesis, the formation of new brain cells. It's a wonderful thing. So if you get a turmeric root and shave some of that turmeric into your cooked vegetables after they're cooked, ready to be served, if you shave some of that turmeric into your salad, maybe shave some of that into any smoothie that you're making in the morning. And then if you add ginger to that turmeric, that anti-inflammatory property is dramatically supported. So who knew that eating something as delicious as curry translated to a benefit to your memory and actually supported neurogenesis? Now, is this something that you do once a year? No. The frequency with which you support your nutrient status translates to specific benefits on a cellular level. So think of a variety of different ways where you can bring turmeric into your daily routine, and some of the ways where you can possibly supplement with curcumin. There are so many high-quality, efficient formulas in the marketplace, and you will find those supplements at fabulous, fabulous prices at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Okay, another one that will not come as a surprise to my listeners. They're saying nuts and seeds, and the top of their list was walnuts, and I'm saying walnuts and pumpkin seeds, top of my list for most people. Not everyone, but walnuts and pumpkin seeds, very, very high quality source, not only of omega fatty acids, omega-3 fatty acids, antioxidants, and also the phytosterol kind of substances that are going to support brain function and literally brain healing. So I talked a little bit a number of days ago about concussions and brain healing. Walnuts, walnut oil. You can put walnut oil on your salad. It doesn't have to be olive oil. You can put walnut oil in your smoothie. It doesn't have to be coconut oil. And what are you doing? Enhancing brain function and enhancing the probability that you are able to achieve healing of a brain injury. Okay, this next one could be a little controversial, and I'm talking about coffee. Okay, some people who are sensitive to caffeine, let's skip this one. Go to decaffeinated green tea or very, very weak coffee, possibly some water-processed decaf coffee. But that coffee has antioxidants, it has polyphenols, and it has been researched and shown to slow Alzheimer's progression. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am Janet Cimarelli, and it has been my pleasure to spend the last hour with you. Keep in mind that you can go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, and you can find all of these shows archived by date as well as subject. So I am looking forward to Monday, where we can continue this discussion that's going to have the potential to improve your health, enhance your energy, improve the quality of your life. So join me on Monday, 10 to 11. For more on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.